All right, here we go. Fourth and final hour of Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones off today and tomorrow. He'll be back on Monday. Billy Lanny has slid over. You can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Joining us now is my co-host on the hashtag Dork Podcast. It is none other than the King of Ginger Ale himself. It's Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
Huh. This thing will never work, I swear to God.
Amazing.
By the looks of Davey, he does not hear us.
No, there's no chance he hears us. We'll have to circle back.
Looks great, though.
He does. He looks like $1 million. I always figured this would work because it has once, I think, in the past, out of maybe 10 times. We're trying to connect with Davey via Zoom so you can have something for the ears and the eyes.
Of course.
That's what we were going for. But why don't you just call him, Nick? This is a mess. This is an absolute disaster. But I have a ton of different dork-related items I want to get to. Plus, we will have Grab Bag coming up. If you missed any of the show, you can check it out on the Odyssey app, including our one-hour conversation with Rob Bradford.
Give a thumbs up.
He is giving us a thumbs up. Can you hear us, Dave?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Oh, finally. Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear.
What was that?
Horrible delay in the video, though.
There is a delay in the video.
Well, yeah. There is a delay, but you guys were muted for a long time. I couldn't hear you, but I know you could hear me.
Okay. Well, let me ask you. Let me start by saying this. A week ago, okay, I was playing PlayStation, and it was like around midnight, and I get a text from Stiz, and there's a photo on it, and it's his home screen on the PS5, and you can see what your friends are playing. And Stiz says, "Yo, come get your boy." And it was...
Oh, my God.
The image said, Ryan Davey is playing Lawnmower Simulator. What happened?
I'm going to tell you right now, there is nothing on this earth that's more relaxing and more thought-focusing than a simulation of mowing someone else's lawn. It's fantastic.
It's outrageous. Because I actually saw it, too, and I was like, is he just mowing a virtual lawn right now? And then Stiz is like, "What is your guy doing?" I'm like, "I don't know.
I guess." Dude, I dare you. Try it.
No, I mow my own lawn. Thank you very much. Brag. That's why. I'm not doing that.
I got guys for that, though.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Have you played the new college football game yet? 26. Did you get it yet?
I have. No, I'm going to get it tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm just waiting. The reason I was playing Lawnmower Simulator is I'm waiting for your boy, your college roommate, who we're in an online dynasty with, to play his game.
I know. He's taking forever.
Sitting around waiting forever.
It's obnoxious. We got the college football game. We got the dynasty going. We're in year 7. We're trying to finish this thing, but you got to play. Each guy has to play that week so you can move on. And he's taking forever. He's like, "Oh, work's killing me." I'm like, "Well, then quit. Quit your job."
You said 7 seasons you guys have been doing this?
Yeah, this is the 7th. So we're halfway through year 7. So there's like the recruiting, the whole nine. Thank you, Nick. Now, Nick, you have played EA College Football 26. A big improvement from 25?
I think so.
Okay.
More difficult. I will say that. Passing's harder. Oh, tackling's harder. Playing defense is harder.
Yeah.
Game overall, way more difficult than 25.
Son of a gun. All right.
And I can't throw to save my life. So
yeah, that's
well, you can run.
You can run the ball.
I can run the ball.
I will say, though, prepare for mass exodus after your first year at your school. I had 41 people leave.
That's
after
insane.
My first year.
They just left? They didn't like the way you coached them up?
21 graduated, 20 transferred.
That's insane. That's gross.
Oof.
Yeah. Dave, we know you liked Superman. We talked about it on the podcast. Mike Francesa did not like Superman, which is fine. He's entitled to his opinion. You got any leftover thoughts?
He sure is. But
yeah, go ahead.
Only on Mike Francesa specifically, because, you know, everything he was complaining about has been in the comics for literally decades.
True.
He's like, where's it get a dog? I don't remember no dog. Like, crypto's been around since the 70s or 80s, so I don't understand why. He's like, I watch every Superman. Like, no, you don't.
Yeah.
Clearly you don't.
Super dog.
Do you notice, too, his lips never touch. It's just all teeth. It's really weird.
I didn't notice that. I don't know.
He's got veneers for days.
Oh yeah,
it's like a piano.
Yeah, and he licks his teeth. It's like,
that's all right. That's fine.
It's weird.
How do you think this DCU is going to go? Considering this is a good movie, this is a good start. Again, most people like this movie. The next two movies, as they try to create this universe, is Supergirl, which comes out like less than a year from now, next June, and then Clayface, which I'm super intrigued by. And I like the fact that they kind of went away from the traditional, like, oh, here's a Superman movie, then a Batman movie, then a Wonder Woman movie, then an Aquaman movie, and then we're just going to do it that way. They're kind of pulling out characters that people wouldn't expect to have their own movie.
Yeah, and it is a little bit weird, but I am encouraged by the fact that James Gunn said recently that watching the show Lanterns, or more recently, the next episode of Peacemaker, the next season of Peacemaker, is going to kind of give you a sense of where this is going. So I'm hopeful for that. So this, you know, makes people tune into Peacemaker and Lanterns.
Yep. No, that's definitely true. I Know What You Did Last Summer comes out this weekend. You excited for that? The new reboot, requel, or whatever you want to call it, for I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Not really. And this is kind of where you and I diverge. Like, I'm not as big of a slasher movie fan as you. And I thought this was like a weaker Scream, and I didn't love Scream as much as you did.
Yeah. Okay. So you're looking at it a lot differently. Lanny, where do you stand on slashers?
I enjoy them. Love the Scream movies. I mean, I'm a couple behind, but I've always enjoyed the Scream movies. And what is this? Is it going to be the third? I Know You Did Last Summer, or is it the fourth?
Yeah. Well, they did a fourth, or they did a third one that did not have Jennifer Love Hewitt in it. And it was, I don't even know if it was related.
I think it was direct to home.
Yeah. So they did I Know, and then the next year they did I Still Know.
Of course.
Then long layoff, and now they're doing this one, which has the same title as the first one, which is also from the Scream playbook, where they did Scream 5. Technically, it's just called Scream.
Right.
I'm excited,
I said the other day, at some point, she has to be the murderer. I thought with Neve Campbell. Maybe, at some point, they have to be the killer.
Maybe this is the year. Maybe this
at
is
some
the
point.
Year. Yeah, maybe this is the year. How about this, guys? Ryan Gosling and Will Ferrell are going to star in a comedy movie called Tough Guys. Where do you stand on that?
Who's putting it out?
Was this an Amazon thing? I'm not sure.
Then not hopeful. If it was HBO, I'd be like, okay. If it were even Hulu, but not, I don't know how I feel about Prime shows, other than the shows that we watch. There's a lot of garbage on there.
Yeah, Amazon MGM Studios, Gosling, Ferrell. It's going to be an action comedy. All right.
I'm desperate for comedy, so I'll
you
watch
are
it.
Desperate for comedy. So, this might kind of be the sweet spot for it. All right.
I miss a good night.
Wait a couple weeks.
Happy Gilmore 2?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I'm
ready for
that.
You'll
be all over that.
Oh, I was going to say Naked Gun, but.
And that too.
Oh, Naked Gun.
I heard good things. I mean, it was from Andy Samberg, and his boy directed it, but he said it was awesome. He said it was nice to see a movie that was made strictly to make you laugh.
Okay.
Sold. So I'm looking forward to it.
Sold. Anything from the Emmy nom nom noms? Dave, did you take a look at those bad boys? Severance led the way with the most nominations.
I can't get my head around, and maybe you can tell me this more than anybody else because I know you watch it, but begrudgingly, what is the fascination with the White Lotus? I don't get that.
I don't either. I was that's my Francesca take for the. I guess everybody else loves the show. I don't get it. This
loves it,
and I actually watched the whole season, so it's not like oh you missed this part. No, I saw every part. It was not very good. But people love it. I don't know.
I just don't understand.
Brainwashed. They're brainwashed into thinking that it's a good show. I don't really get it. Mortal Kombat 2 got a teaser. We're gonna get Cal Urban as Johnny Cage. You know that?
Urban.
Yeah.
I can't. Oh, that was so, and it was like this fake trailer for like a movie that he was in. And it's I love how all the movie titles have his name in them.
Yeah.
That's good. But it just terrible fight choreography where he's not even coming close to hitting anybody. So I hope the first Mortal Kombat movie that came out of these two was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So
it was real good.
I'm excited.
Oh, I like that.
I love the corny one from the 90s.
So did I. That was awesome.
Goro and his silly looking arms. This is great.
They had a good.
Imagine being Johnny Cage walking through those woods and all of a sudden Scorpion pops up.
Tough
get
fight.
It. Get over here.
That was good. Then the second one was less. But
the newest one from a few years ago was really good.
Aaron Taylor Johnson is going to star as the werewolf in Robert Edgar's film Werewolf. Werewolf. I don't think I like Robert Eggers. His movies are way. I mean, they look amazing, but they're just. It's not for me. I'll tell you.
Is it a little too highfalutin for you?
Yes, it is. He did The Witch. He did Nosferatu, The Northman, and one other one.
Was The Lighthouse him?
Yep. That sounds right.
Yep. People are going to speak in Middle English with this too. So you're not even. There have to be subtitles. You're not even going to be able to understand it.
I gotta read.
Yeah, you gotta
Forget
read
it.
Yeah, you gotta read.
But you gotta read.
But part of me is it is a werewolf movie.
Can you rewind that?
Yeah.
Excuse me, who's working the projector? Rewind that 30 seconds, please.
Like, I don't know. That's not for me. Speaking of horror, there's a new Amityville movie in the works. They haven't had enough Amityville. I don't know.
Amityville 45.
All right, so this is something that came up the other day, and we're trying to figure this out. We probably need to look into it a little bit more. But there was a paranormal investigator who was traveling around with like different items that people could come and see. And one of those items was the Annabelle doll from the Conjuring universe, right? That's a real doll. That was like based off of a real story. It looks like a Raggedy Ann doll. And anyway, this paranormal investigator who's like in his 50s, touring around with it, died. And he was like a guy in good shape, not that old. And they don't really know what happened. Do you have any theories, Ry?
I do have. Well, the first thing you said that alarmed me is that we have to dig into this more.
Yeah.
And I would say, no, you don't. I would say just leave it alone because you open yourself up to those things. That's what happens.
That's true. You get close to that stuff. Maybe you kind of stare away from it. Yeah, I guess. Lanny, anything on that?
Wait, so you said he went to the house and died?
No.
He was touring with it?
Yes, he would do themed tours or whatever, and like people could go and like follow it around a little bit, and then
that's so odd.
Yeah, I know.
It's so the guy with the skin doll from Madness.
That guy could. Yeah, seriously. It says this is like the headline. Dan Rivera was his name, paranormal investigator and handler of Annabelle doll, dies.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Especially if you like he's healthy. Right. I know, look, like anybody can have any kind of medical issue regardless of how healthy you are.
Uh-huh.
But that just reeks of creepy.
Yeah. It says Rivera devoted his life to researching and sharing his knowledge of the paranormal. He was actually mentored by Lorraine Warren, who Vera Farmiga plays in all those movies. And he was a very close friend to Lorraine Warren, and he was with her for the last years of her life, and then he's been part of a group that was traveling with the doll in the, quote, Devils on the Run tour, and he died in Gettysburg over the weekend.
They better have burnt that doll.
I don't think you can.
I don't think you can.
No.
Yeah, it's like Chucky. It'll just come back.
They said it's possessed. That's like what the whole thing was based off of. And so, I don't know.
That's wild.
That is wild. That is creepy as it gets. All right, Ry, best movie of 2025 so far. We are past the halfway point for 2025. What is the best movie?
And we talked about this last week on the podcast, shameless plug, but are we doing the thing if Sinners doesn't exist? Because Sinners is by far the best movie of the year.
Agreed. Agreed.
I also liked Friendship, as I know you liked Friendship very much, the Tim Robinson, Paul Rudd. Mm-hmm. Movie Friendship.
I loved it.
And Sneaky, I know you were high on this too, but I don't think as high as me. The animated Predator Killer of Killers on Hulu, so good.
Yeah, that was good. You see that one yet, Bill?
I did not.
It's not bad. It's not bad. You got predators out there killing different people, and you got...
That's what they do.
Yeah, they jump times, and there's like different regions of the world, so that one was good. I think Superman's in the mix. Now, I'm with you. Sinners is number one. Put Sinners to the side. Sinners is far and away number one. But, Superman's not that far behind. Thunderbolts was fun. Thunderbolts deserves some credit.
Thunderbolts was fun.
Stiz would probably say Bring Her Back, which was...
Oh, God.
Dark.
That was a tough watch. And that's one of those movies we talked about. I'm only going to watch that once. And it came very highly recommended by you, by Stiz, and by somebody else.
Yeah.
And I was like, look, I'm glad I watched that. That was a great horror movie, but I'm never going to watch that again.
Is that the one Stiz was telling us, oh, go to the website? The movie gives you a website, and then you can buy like fake blood and
they
stuff
sell,
like that.
They sell all your stuff. Yeah, for sure. Nick, you've watched a ton of movies so far this year. Besides Sinners, what do you got number one?
I think I have Superman at number one. I really liked it.
Superman was good.
And then I had Bring Her Back, probably number two.
Yeah. All right, best TV show of 2025 thus far.
So for me, it's a two-horse race right now between Severance and Andor, which I thought were both excellent. You recommended, I just started watching last night, the Dennis Lehane, Taron Egerton, Smoke.
Yeah, how do you like that? I'm three episodes in.
I like it. Okay. I like it. I'm on one episode, so I like it so far.
Mm. I would go Severance. I'd go Andor. I'm trying to think what else is even out there. I think those are the clear cut top two because everything else has been like fine to good. Like this season of The Bear was fine to good. You know, there's a few other shows that are kind of like that. You got any show, Bill?
I can't say Tyus, right? Tyus started last year. Well,
no,
season two.
Oh, Tyus.
Good one. No, season two, that counts for this year. Season two.
Boom.
Yeah, good good call. Season two of Tyus. Looks like we got some info on the Annabelle doll. Matt in the truck is calling in. Matt, what do you have, sir?
Oh, boy.
Hey, guys. So apparently they go all around. They were going all around the United States at different places. And I believe it was either Louisiana or Texas. They went to one of the oldest plantations in America. They did the tour, and then one day to 2 days later, the place burned to the ground.
Good Lord.
So you don't want to mess with that Annabelle doll.
No, you don't. There you go.
The little snicker at the end scared the hell out of me.
Oh, my God.
He has something to do with the fire with that little snicker at the end?
Seriously. I don't know. But yeah, I think Davey's thought is right.
Imagine that, we're not putting this thing on a plane.
No.
Right? Yeah, you travel with it?
So who has it now? I don't even know, because this is the guy
who
had
authorities.
Right, yeah, cuffed it.
You know, you got to hire, like a transporter, like Jason Statham, the transporter.
Yeah.
To carry, take that thing by itself. Wherever we're going, it's not coming on the bus with us, it's just taking it in its own car.
That thing's a mess. All right, best, or movie you're most looking forward to that's coming out this year that hasn't come out yet?
So I mentioned The Naked Gun. I'm actually with the early reviews, and they lifted that embargo like pretty early, mm-hmm. which means it always means that the movies are going to be really good. And again, I know that Andy Samberg was really high on it, and a lot of critics are like really high on this. It does service to the former Naked Gun movies, which we will at some point on the Dork Podcast do a retrospective of. Mm-hmm. But those movies are incredible.
That's a good one. Billy, is that you got
one? Yeah, Naked Gun, Happy Gilmore. I'm trying to think what else.
So
now that I know this, I didn't even know there was a second Mortal Kombat coming out because I enjoyed the first one so much. So
yeah,
that was
good.
No.
I think I'm going to go Weapons. So Weapons is a horror movie that comes out early August that looks wild. Now it involves kids. So some people, as soon as kids are involved in a horror movie, and I get it, you're like, I'm not going to watch this. It's just like a kind of
kids and dolls. They're terrifying.
Kids and dolls. Yeah, it could be. It's like disappearing kids. It's like a classroom full of kids disappears.
Like it.
At the exact same time.
They all disappear at the exact same time. Josh Brolin is in the movie. Did you see, Nick, who was supposed to be in the movie? Supposed to be his role? Pedro Pascal.
Of course. Is he going to be in everything that comes out this
year? He's literally in every single movie. So Fantastic Four is another one I'm interested in, but I think as far as the rest of the year, it'd be Weapons, or there's the Paul Thomas Anderson, Leonardo DiCaprio movie, One Battle After Another, which also looks pretty crazy. There's a trailer for that. Looks pretty good.
A new Predator movie, the one with like dinos in it. Badlands, Predator Badlands, or is that what it's called?
Oh yeah, Predator Badlands.
Looks nuts.
Yeah, that's in November with Elle Fanning in it. She plays like a robot. A lot of robots. Not too shabby.
So Francesa hates it.
A lot of robots. Oh yeah.
Of course Francesa's gonna hate it.
I'm telling you, he should just review movies and like be on Instagram or TikTok just screaming at me, like hating every single movie.
Right. I don't want him to like them.
I don't think he will.
I don't want a positive review from him.
But it's always funny. Anytime you hear somebody like rant so badly against something, or like, and it can even be in sports too. And then you're like, all right, so what do you like? Like, just as I just kind of want to get a sense of like, if you hate this so much, what is it that you like? And he'd probably go, I mean, I can't imagine the newest movie that he would like.
Yeah, right.
Like, what is Francesa's like favorite movie?
Right. I can't think of it. There was one time where he was like, yeah, I'm going to the theaters for this.
Yeah. This is what I want to go check out.
No, if it's not on Turner Classic, I'm not watching it.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. All right.
I'm gonna venture a guess that his favorite movie is The Natural and has been since like 1985.
Yeah, something like
or whatever that movie came out.
It is. Yeah, it's Natural. It's the first Longest Yard. It's like, it's those. Yeah, that's a good point.
The Scout.
Davey, you got any concerts you're going to film coming up here recently?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on the horizon right now. The one I'm most excited for, so the Lumineers are at Fenway this tonight and tomorrow,
yep.
which is great. The Pixies are in town this weekend. I will not be in town to shoot that. But the one I'm most excited for is actually Toto and Christopher Cross at the Xfinity Center.
How about that?
I'm a yacht rock captain, and I have been since a very young age, so I'm very excited for that.
Very good. A little Toto.
You get to go to Sandler? You're going to get to go to the Sandler show at the Garden?
Oh, yeah. Do you get to go to comedy shows?
I'm going to try.
Yeah. All right.
No, a lot of comedy shows. So I actually was going to surprise you because I put in, I was in touch with his manager to shoot Mike Epps.
Oh, I love Mike
Epps. When he came to Boston a couple of weeks ago.
I do like Mike Epps.
But a lot of comedians, it's hard because they don't like cameras, phones, cell phones. You have to like lock it with bigger names. You're gonna like put them in a bag.
Got it.
You've done that before, right?
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. This Monday on the Dork Podcast, we will be talking I Know What You Did Last Summer and Squid Game. Squid Game Season 3, the final season of Squid Game. So, Davey Eyeballs, always a pleasure, sir. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Very good. We have a grab bag coming up, but right now, here is Billy Lanny with What's Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. The Red Sox return to action tomorrow afternoon to begin a six-game road trip with a three-game series against the Cubs in Chicago. Lucas Giolito will get the start in the series opener against the Cubs' Colin Ray. First pitch tomorrow afternoon is at 2:20. The Celtics Summer League schedule continues tonight. The Seas will be taking on the Lakers. Tip-off from Vegas is at 8 o'clock. This game can be seen on ESPN. The Bruins' regular season schedule was released last night. The Bees open the season on the road against the Capitals on October 8th. Their home opener is the next night against the Blackhawks. Brad Marchand and the Panthers visit the Garden on October 21st. And on February 1st, the Bees play the Lightning in an outdoor game at Raymond James Stadium as part of the NHL's Stadium Series. And last night, the Revolution fell 5-3 to the Red Bulls in New York. Up next for the Revs, they'll host the Orlando City SC on Saturday night. Stay cool this summer with the money you found at findmassmoney.gov. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It's a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Billy Lanny. That's What's Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com.